Let's just see what's the consciousness level of mankind today in America. The consciousness level of mankind overall is at 204. The level that differentiates truth from falsehood is 200. So mankind, all of mankind, is just above the level of integrity, 204. It was below that level. It was at 190 until the year 1988. Then suddenly it jumped. It jumped in the late 80s to over 200. All right, America. America's currently over 420, 425. That's extremely high. 420 is extremely high because the 400s are the world of the intellect. If you look at this consciousness level, you see that there are people at the bottom that are full of hatred. There are vindictive people, and then there's guilt. There's hopeless people, depressed people, people who live in fear, people who are constantly angry. Then there's people that are avaricious, they're just greedy. So a lot of people live on these levels. People live at a consciousness level of 150, and they're constantly hating something or somebody. So then you finally get up to 200. Well, below 200, half the world lives there. Half the world lives there below 200. Then you get to the level of integrity. So when we calibrate the various dictators in the world, you'll find they all calibrate below 200. There isn't any dictator who calibrates over 200. So from the map of consciousness, we derive a certain view of God and of yourself. And we've given the various levels names, you know, acceptance. Acceptance, the 300s are very, very powerful. And many of the giant churches run in the 300s, great enthusiasm. The 300s are the levels of the fire department and policemen and various very demanding jobs. Then you get up to the level of the 400s. The 400s is logic and reason. Logic and reason. Now you're dealing in abstraction and the intellectual realm. And then when you get up to 500, at 500 is a very significant level for spiritual people. It's the level of love. And the ideal, people say, how can I advance my level of consciousness? And I just tell them always the same thing. Be as loving as you can towards all of life and all of its expressions. When you see a little beetle, walk around the beetle, don't step on him. Walk around him, respect his life. Respect and loving all of life. As you love all of life, then your perception of the world begins to change. And you begin to notice progressively how beautiful and perfect everything is. Everything you look at is beautiful and perfect. Beautiful and perfect. I looked in the mirror this morning and I said, Doc, you're just beautiful and perfect. But you should do that every morning. Look at yourself every morning and say you are beautiful and perfect, because that's how God sees you. See yourself as God sees you. You're beautiful and perfect just the way you are. But one ear is bigger than the other. God says, well, you had to learn humility some way. You were so pompous in your last lifetime. So you buy a bigger hat and pull it down over your ears. All right, so you move up to the level of love at 500. That is very profound. 540 is almost sainthood. And then as you get up to the level of 600, you run into the levels of bliss. And at 600, you no longer identify your reality as your physicality. And the physicality is sort of an amusement. Sometimes it's a drag and sometimes it's an amusement. But every time you notice it, I notice the body's still here, so I'm sure that I'm in the body because I see it walking around. At the highest levels, you no longer identify with the body. It's like consciousness is present, period. And the body is an it that walks around. And once you get that, you're okay. Anyway, so those are the levels of enlightenment. From 600 up are formerly Satchitananda, heavenly bliss and peace. All time stops. And at that level, you can leave the body if you wish. At level 600, you no longer consider yourself to be the body, and if you wish to leave, you may. So those are the levels from the lowest of hatred and hatefulness. And imagine people live in this level. They're constantly angry. They hate the world. They hate everything. So how you see the world depends on where you are on this level of consciousness. You could see it as a hateful place, as an evil place, hopeless, sad and tragic, scary and frightening, disappointing, conflictual, see the world as demanding. Then you can see the world as satisfactory, hopeful. The lack of integrity is really what dominates the news right now. The lack of integrity. A sense of integrity means you know that you're doing the best you can with what you have available under the circumstance. And low self-esteem comes from neglecting that, knowing that I could be doing better than I am and that I'm not. So self-criticism then. And sometimes self-criticism is quite beneficial. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Very often we have to sit down and take stock of where are we and how could I be doing better and am I? And you can periodically make a list, sit down, where am I falling short? Where am I doing well? Take an actual moral inventory. The 12-step groups, they have a whole step to a fearless moral inventory. Where am I with my own standards and the standards of the world? And where am I falling short? Where could I be doing better?